Thank you. Well, that was a lovely talk and a lovely introduction, and I was feeling a little badly that I'm in fact going to say a lot of the things that you said, but maybe after some of the things you said, it's probably appropriate that I echo your words, because I think you made the point that we are thinking along the same lines in this. So let me say that this is a great day for the Fields Institute. It's the beginning of a new venture. It's been just a year since these two people, Siv Sivalinganathan and Amit Oza, walked into my office and said, we want to build a new center that will be a nexus for researchers applying mathematics to biomedical problems in a number of different contexts, and we want you to incubate us. Now, Fields has a history of incubating enterprises in education and finance and security. Some of them thrive and grow up and leave us. Others thrive and stay here. And though it was not a surprise that another group approached us, our natural reaction was to say, why you and why us? They made the plausible argument. We want a place that's close to the medical center, check, and that all the mathematicians in Ontario, those in Toronto and those elsewhere, will call home, check, check. In that first conversation, Siv and Amit mentioned several topics that they feel are ripe for research: mathematical models for targeted drug delivery and tailored drug reception beyond chemotherapy among them. And they were no strangers to us even then. They'd been the organizers of pioneering workshop on mathematical oncology that Fields ran in 2004, which I think you referred to. We already knew that when Siv and Amit say they're going to do something, it happens. As you've been kind enough to give me the floor for a few minutes, I'd like to talk about the other half of the question. What is a mathematics research institute like you doing in a field like this? Let me say how strongly we feel that this enterprise reinforces the mission of Fields. Remember that our core mission is stimulating research in mathematics, pure mathematics. And remember how much of pure mathematics has arisen from other fields. Geometry, the field that Toronto's Coxeter made famous in our day, began with the Greeks' need to measure practical things like distances between cities. Fourier, who gave his name to a beautiful branch of modern analysis, was a heat engineer who needed to predict the behavior of the new machinery of his day. Remember that one of our greatest challenges is to inspire a new generation of talented young people to turn their talents to science, because we know how many societal problems await scientific intervention. I hope the example of the research done by your new center will serve to motivate people, young men and young women alike, with mathematical talent and a strong drive to serve society, to develop that talent. Remember, too, how much of pure mathematics, inspired by the fundamental axioms and intrinsic beauty of the subject, has turned out to be important in modern commerce. Number theorists of a generation ago did not know that their students would revolutionize cryptography, and the probabilists from whom I studied at the University of Toronto in the 1960s did not know that martingale would become the buzzword on Bay Street. Yesterday, my husband, who is a mathematician organizing a program on pattern formation at the Newton Institute in Cambridge, called to say, you won't believe what we're filing out about the vestibular system. What is interesting to a mathematician about these new applications as we call them, is that they use new mathematics, theorems that stand their ground, algorithms with a beauty of their own. The creative instinct in mathematics knows no bounds. There was a day when people could get away with saying, oh, applied mathematics, doesn't that use rather simple mathematics? It may not have been true even then, but the idea went unchallenged for many a day. That day is gone. The skills needed to understand the language and priorities of another discipline, to translate a phenomenological problem into a quantitative statement, and to forge new mathematical tools to investigate that statement are far from simple and far from commonplace. As mathematicians, we are delighted by the respect you have shown for our discipline by coming to our place to house your center. We pledge you to give you our best efforts in support, in infrastructure, and above all in talent to make it thrive.